You're listening to the Lost Trail Runner Podcast, episode 115. Hey everybody, Ron here. Welcome to the podcast. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming.
You know, I was just thinking, you don't really miss running until you can't run. I've been having to walk for the past 5 days. This will be my sixth day that I walk. And, you know, previous to that, when I'm doing my training plan, I only had like 3 days a week that I had to run. Two shorter runs and then a long run. And then cross training, which basically was walking in between. And I got to the point where I wasn't even doing the walking in between. I was doing my running like I was supposed to. And that may be why I end up getting injured like I do. Instead of being very consistent every day doing what I need to do, I go, well, you know, it's a cross training day and I really don't need to run today or walk or whatever it is. I can just screw off and then do my run when I'm supposed to. And that might have been fine, except I got injured when I shouldn't have. I mean, I wasn't really running that hard on my weekdays. I was trying to do, you know, the things I needed to do. But I think when you skip those cross training days and those off days and don't do anything, your body just gets used to not doing anything. And then all of a sudden, when you try to get it to go out and do a speed workout, it's going, ah, what is this? I'm not used to this. And you end up pulling something. And I think that's what I actually did in that race back in November is I hadn't been really, in my own mind, doing enough to be able to go out and race. Okay, yeah, I could go out and jog around and get my mileage in, but when it comes to actually running in a race and competing, I just wasn't ready for it, and I ended up pulling a muscle. So now that I'm having to walk and not be able to run for 6 weeks, I'm trying to get real consistent where I go out every single day and walk. And I talked to my coach, Chris Twiggs, and he set up on my training plan, just go out every day, 30 to 45 minutes and walk until I get recovered, and then we'll talk about starting the training plan over again. So that's what I'm trying to do. And I've got 5 days in a row right now, and today's going to be my sixth. And hopefully I can continue to do it. This coming week, it's going to get nasty out. The weather's going to be super cold and all that stuff. And my motivation really goes downhill when the weather's crappy. But I want to keep going. You know, I want to walk every single day, get my 45 minutes in. That's what I've been doing. I know my schedule says 30 to 45, but every day I've walked, I've done 45. So that's what I'm going to continue doing. And hopefully, when time comes for me to start running again after, I think it's February 1st, I'll be able to start and feel good, you know? With walking every day, I won't be totally out of shape. I mean, I'll probably be slower. And I guess I can try to do marathon type stuff as far as heart rate, because I really like doing that, and see if I can build up my speed without having to work any harder. I don't know, you know. I haven't been that successful. I've done marathon in the past, and with limited success. Maybe because my runs aren't long enough. You know, you're really trying to build base when you first start doing marathon using your heart rate and running for, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes. maybe that's not long enough to actually have it work. I don't know. I don't know if there's any particular time that you need to go out and do that or not. Anyway, we'll see how it works out. This recording is going to be a little bit over 5 minutes, and I'll put it in my next podcast somewhere. So, we'll see for now. I just had to talk a little bit, and that was it.
Hey, this is Ron. I did a recording while I was walking on the Greenway Trail this afternoon, and as I went back and listened to it, I noticed that it had static on it, a lot of, you know, stuff. And then I realized I didn't put my iPhone in an airplane mode before I started recording. So I hope you can bear with me with the static, and hopefully podcast will come through okay. If not, I'll have to think of something different. I am recording this on the same iPhone, but I threw the airplane mode switch to make sure that that was what the trouble was. Hopefully there won't be any static on this part of the recording. But anyway, I want to let you know ahead of time, so that static's my phone. See ya. I'm out on one of my mini walks I've been taking lately. This is, I believe, January 14th. Yeah, 14th. And I've walked every day this year except one day. I took off Friday for some reason. I didn't really have a good reason. I just think I got home in the afternoon and it was cold and nasty out, and I just decided I would take a day off. And Saturday, yesterday, it was fairly sunny, but it was cold and windy. And today, it's probably about 39 degrees and sunny with no wind. So it's pretty nice out. So I'll be talking to you on this walk. And we'll go over some changes maybe that I want to do the podcast. When I say I'd like to go over some changes, I'd like to do the podcast, I would really like to kind of change the format or something. I've been doing this podcast since 2007, maybe even earlier than that, and I've only got, 115 episodes, so I'm not a prolific podcaster, but I'd like to be more consistent, and I keep telling myself I am, but I never get around to doing it. And I think one of the reasons is I'm getting where I just feel like I'm repeating myself over and over and never really doing anything interesting that, you know, I hate to have a totally boring podcast, which is what it's turned into over the past couple of years. So I'd like to change it up some, because it seems like every episode I just go over my latest injury and nothing really new, you know, and exciting. I haven't been running that many races, so I don't have that much to talk about. I want to do I hear a train coming. I'm walking down on the Greenway again, down in Lilburn, and it runs parallel to the railroad tracks, so I'm going to cut this thing off. Okay, the train's back gone, so I can start recording again. Anyway, since I want to change the format or do something to this podcast to make it more interesting and also make it where I can record more consistently, I'd like to get some feedback from anybody that still listens. I know there's probably not many people, but if you have any ideas on how I can change this thing to make it better and more consistent, send me an email at ron@losttrailrunner.com, or if you go on my website, losttrailrunner.com, there's a speak pipe button that you can push and record, and I'll get a recording, which I can put in the next podcast maybe. But if we can get some kind of feedback on what I can do to change it and make it better, I'd really appreciate it. Right now, it looks like I'm going to be walking until first part of February. Hopefully this thing will heal up, and then I can start running again. And I've got some races I want to go to, and I don't know if I've mentioned them previously or not, but the Cooper River Bridge Run in Charleston, South Carolina, I've run it two or three times in the past, and it's always been a good race, and I haven't run it in quite a while. And since my grandson lives over near Charleston, I figured it would be a good race to go to, so I could go to that race and visit him at the same time. So that's April 7th of this year, and I'm planning on doing that, hopefully. Of course, there's always Peachtree Road Race. This might be my 40th year for Peachtree, I'm not sure. I had to stop and tie a shoestring. Anyway, like I said, it might be the 40th year for Peachtree. If it's not, it'll be the 39th, so it's one or the other. I'll have to go back and count that up. Then, I've never done the Wine and Dine at Disney, and I thought maybe I might try to do the 10K down there instead of the half marathon, just for something different. We'll see how that goes. I think registration opens up in March. Disney race is in the first part of November, around November 3rd or 4th. And I know that they're hard to get into, the 10Ks and the 5Ks, because a lot more people run them, I guess. And then there's the half, so just depends on which one I can get into. But I'd like to do that. And my daughter Laura has indicated that she wouldn't mind doing that one too. So we may go down there and do that race. And then, of course, I've already registered for the Jeff Galloway 13.1 next December. So I've got about four races that I'm looking forward to. But first of all, I've got to get over this hamstring injury. So hopefully I can do that and get back to training. I've been going to physical therapy 2 days a week for my hamstring injury. And then, of course, the physical therapist has given me exercises to do, which I have to say I haven't been that good at doing them. I mean, if I was really religious at doing those exercises, I'd probably get over this injury a lot quicker. And I'm trying to do a lot better. I'm forcing myself to do them, because some of them are, you know, just uncomfortable. And you go, well, I don't want to do that. That hurts. But She's got me walking backwards on a treadmill, which isn't bad. It's just boring. And then a lot of other exercises to get this hamstring straightened out. So hopefully by first part of February I can get back to running. Anyway, I'm kind of enjoying the walking though. I mean, I just I don't have to worry about getting sweaty on a cold day, you know. I can just put on some running tights and a regular pants over them, and put on a regular jacket over a couple of shirts and some gloves and a hat over my ears and go out and walk, and you don't really get sweaty. So it's pretty comfortable, even on a cold day. I've actually been more consistent with my walking than I have been with my running in the past. I've only missed one day in the past 14. Probably I've only missed one day in the past 20-something, I think, because I'm just counting 14 from the first of the year. I had started walking prior to that on a consistent basis. And my thought was to walk every day this month, but then when it was so crappy Friday, because it was rainy and nasty and cold and all that stuff, wind was blowing, so I just decided, do it. You might hear me putting my glove on there. So I did skip that one day. And what I really need to do is get my bike trainer set back up so I, on days like that, instead of just skipping a day, I can ride my trainer for the same one. Now I've got I had one shoelace untied on the way out. I'm on the way back now, and my other shoelace untied. So I'm gonna have to stop up here and tie it. Be back. Okay, I'm back. I got my shoestring double knotted now. I always double knot my shoestrings, but I guess I figured since I was walking, there was no need to do that. So both shoestrings came untied. So back to double knotting. So, like I was saying before, I want to change the podcast in some way, and I want some help from the people that listen to it. If you still listen, I don't even know if anybody's listening anymore. It's become so boring and inconsistent, even to me. So let me know what you think, okay? And I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.